Hello, and welcome to episode 9 of Celiac.com Podcast Edition. In this episode, we talk about the saliva test, gastroreflux disease, inflammatory microflora, the gluten-free trend in grocery stores, some good ways to enjoy the holidays, and a traditional recipe for sauerkraut. Celiac.com Podcast Edition is your regular update on news and important topics from our website. Remember, we'd like to hear your input for this program, so please leave a comment on our blog or write to the Podcast Edition directly. Our email address is podcast@celiac.com. Celiac.com Podcast Edition is sponsored by the Gluten-Free Mall. Since 1998, the Gluten-Free Mall has provided safe and convenient online shopping for people on restricted diets due to celiac disease, autism, ADHD, or other health reasons. The Gluten-Free Mall has the best prices and selection of gluten-free, wheat-free, casein-free, and other allergy-related health foods and special dietary products that you can find on the internet. Now, the news. Saliva test. Doctors treating people with celiac disease might soon be able to use a simple saliva test to monitor the progress of their patient's gluten-free diet. The blood test is, of course, a time-proven and trustworthy method for monitoring celiac disease, but recent research has determined that it is possible to measure celiac-related antibodies with a simple saliva test, both for the initial diagnosis and continual follow-ups. Gastroreflux. Gastroesophageal reflux disease, or GERD, pronounced GERD, in conjunction with celiac disease, could be resolved by following a gluten-free diet. Recent research has confirmed as much in a first-of-its-kind study. Inflammatory microflora. Celiac microflora differ greatly from those in the gut of non-celiacs. It has long been suspected that these microflora somehow participate in celiac disease. A recent study in Europe incubated cultures of healthy tissue from non-celiacs and then introduced celiac microflora to see how it affected their cultures. The celiac microflora caused inflammation in the tissue cultures and furthermore suppressed the natural resistive function of the tissue cells. And now for some popular topics on celiac.com. Gluten-free trend. Is it trendy to be gluten-free? The recent dietary shift toward whole vegetables and away from high carbs has forever altered our food pyramid, and the grocery world is changing in response to popular health concerns. For instance, gluten-free food is now showing up on more grocery shelves. But is this a trend for the worse? Will GF choices for celiacs who rely upon them daily suddenly dry up once the GF trend passes? Well, just as the Atkins diet or the documentary Supersize Me have shown us the path away from heavy carbs and fast food, so too might the gluten-free movement correct our society's addiction to the wheat-based diet. Enjoy your GF holidays. One of the great pleasures of the holidays is having a wide assortment of goodies to share with your family and friends. Well, don't feel left out because you're gluten intolerant. Organizing or going to a cookie and recipe exchange party is a great way to integrate your GF lifestyle and the holidays. The easiest way to celebrate the GF holidays is just to get your family and friends together at your house for a party, whether or not they are gluten tolerant. Many GF recipes will make everyone happy. If you follow the recipes on celiac.com, your loved ones will never miss the gluten. Alternatively, you might consider a public event by gathering people at church or even placing an ad in the local paper, but over 15 attendees gets a little difficult to organize unless you have some good help. Well, just make sure everyone goes home happy with some great cookies and a great new recipe or two. German sauerkraut. Sauerkraut is an excellent source of probiotics that will aid your digestive system. In case you've never tried it, sauerkraut is not just a blob of vinegary vegetable. Good raw sauerkraut is light, zesty, and crispy. It's also packed with vitamin C and lactobacillus digestive enzymes, But take it easy on your first couple servings, in case you haven't tried it before, because the low pH and abundance of probiotics can quickly affect your intestines. Just go easy and eat a little bit each day until your body gets used to it. So what is sauerkraut? It's shredded, fermented cabbage. It's actually a lot like the Korean dish kimchi. So to make sauerkraut, all you really need is cabbage and salt. The jar used to ferment it in is also very important, and many people use a special airtight sauerkraut jar. The sauerkraut jar might be hard to get a hold of. If you've never seen one, it's a crockery, a ceramic jar with a special trough around the top for the lid to nestle in. The jar aids in fermentation in a special way because the cabbage has to be held in an airtight container, but will explode if not allowed to release the naturally forming gas as it ferments. Like wine. If you can't get a hold of a sauerkraut crock, use a jar with a loose lid. Try a bowl, a tall bowl, with a plate over the top. You can also use a container made of food-grade plastic. Before you start, make sure everything you're using is absolutely clean. You don't want to incubate any bizarre strains of toxic mold that could sicken your family. Slice the cabbage in thin or thick chunks as you like. Some people mix red and white cabbage, or add carrots. Then add sea salt or pickling salt as you load the cabbage into your container. Be sure to mash the cabbage down as you go. Then cover with a clean, dry cloth and tuck it down over the sides of the cabbage, lining the walls of the container as well. Then weight the cloth down. The traditional way to weight the cloth is with a scrubbed and boiled rock. Try using a river rock or a rock from the garden. Others weight the cloth down using a plastic bag filled with water. The goal is to keep the cabbage down beneath the brine. If you're using a real sauerkraut crock, fill the rim with water and set the lid in it. The cabbage should start bubbling in a day or two. Check the moisture level after about a week. If it needs water, then pour fresh, clean, filtered salt water to cover the cloth. The fermentation process usually takes 2 weeks or less. Good luck with this recipe, and if you try it, please write us with your results. If you're not ready to make your own sauerkraut yet, then do buy some and try it, whether with hot dogs or sausage or on its own. It's a valuable source of vitamins and probiotics and will be a welcome addition to your digestive health. That's all for this episode of Celiac.com Podcast Edition. Again, we'd like to hear your input, so please write comments about what you thought of the program and what you'd like to hear covered in future programs. In addition, you'll find links to all the original articles on our blog site. So, from Celiac.com, thank you for listening.